not your father's talk radio. It's Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. You know, now that we're all tired of the reality show called War on Iraq, huh? It's all over, isn't it? Didn't we all just max out on that 24/7 on every cable television network? And gosh, you'd go to ABC, CBS, NBC for the nightly news. Nothing but war. Well, aren't you glad it's over? That was longer than Survivor, wasn't it? It just seemed to go on and on. It's all over now. But we still have troops there, and there are 10 ways that you can support our troops. I'm going to give them to you. First of all, don't criticize the war, okay? Anyone who speaks out against war is putting our troops at risk. Now, there might have been a time and a place, citizen, for dissenting viewpoints, but those days are long gone. Don't worry about how much the rest of the world hates the United States. We're a superpower. We can do whatever the hell we want, okay? Are you clear on that, sailor? Second, don't criticize the president. The illustrious Mr. Bush. Anyone who criticizes the president is against the troops. It is never right to criticize the president. Except for Bill Clinton, who is a lying rapist and a murdering pothead. Three, don't criticize the president's advisors. No one knows how to be more patriotic than former oil executives and arms dealers. So keep your tacky little uninformed opinions to yourself. Number four, where's your flag, citizen? Anyone who doesn't have an American flag on their house or car and or their lapel should be looked upon with suspicion and disdain. It's probably some kind of anti-American protest not to have that flag out there. Look for an opportunity to say or do something that will make these people feel uncomfortable and conspicuous. All right? All right. Five, don't look back. Don't insult America or our great president by drudging up ancient history.
Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein would have been nothing without the complicit help and support of the United States. Blah, 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 blah. Nobody gives a rat's ass about that. Drop it, citizen.
Boycott. That's number six. 10 ways you can support our troops. Boycott. Hollywood is a nest of pampered brats. Instead of spending your hard-earned dollars on a movie, donate it to the conservative cause of your choice. Our president, our illustrious leader, deserves to be surrounded by people who won't question his policies. And the media is run by a bunch of liberal subversives. If you still watch television, you can watch Fox. But other than that, just sports. You hear? If you want real American news, get it from talk radio. Oh, and by the way, boycott all companies that underwrite PBS. Bunch of commie, pinko, fag-loving. Number seven, go shopping. This is how, number seven, 10 ways you can support our troops. Go shopping. Don't worry about the economy. It'll take care of itself. Rich people just need a little more money, and they will fix anything by their vision and generosity. If they weren't better than you, citizen, they wouldn't be rich in the first place. Okay? Number eight, buy the biggest SUV you can find. Anyone who drives one of these little pansy-ass fuel-efficient cars is a sissy. And if foreigners think Americans are sissy, it puts our troops at risk. Liberating Iraqi oil was an expensive project, so don't insult them by not using your SUV.
What number was that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That was number 8.
Number 9. The rest of you, take notice. All you blacks and Mexicans, just be grateful the Arab minority is taking the heat now. If you really want to do something constructive, become a Republican. Otherwise, keep quiet. You're probably listening to this program on a stolen computer anyway, so sit down, shut up. And last, love it or leave it. It's time to pour all you defeatist liberals a great big steaming cup of I told you so. If you don't like the way things are in the United States, cart your whiny ass someplace else. We understand they're taking applications for human shields in Syria now. By next month, it'll be Canada, so get the hell out of here. All right, 10 ways you can support the troops. Do we have any patriotic music? We don't have any patriotic music. What the hell's wrong with this program? A bunch of leftist commie producers out there. Well, there's only one. Support the troops, by God. They're out there fighting for your freedom, your justice. Your American way of life. All right? Everybody got that straight? Good.